Yesterday morning, you might have heard us report on the demonstration at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, where immigration advocates locked arms to physically block federal officials from deporting people who are in the U.S. illegally. Well, that was not just something happening here locally. KUOW reporter Liz Jones tells us these blockades are part of an ongoing nationwide campaign.
I see it. Okay, thanks. You guys? Hey, this way.
Angelica Chacero sprints down a side street near the Tacoma Detention Center.
Guys, run that way! Run that way!
Two white detention center vans are heading toward an exit.
Run, run, run!
It's believed the passengers on board are headed for deportation. The vans bolt forward, then spin around. The demonstrators double back.
Stay here. Let them go over there.
It's a quick game of cat and mouse. Finally, the vans peel away toward another street.
Around the corner. We might have lost them.
Chacero and about 50 other advocates staged this blockade as part of a national campaign. The efforts have disrupted deportations at lockups in Chicago, Phoenix, Atlanta, and now Tacoma. Chacero says they want to halt the steady rise of deportations since President Obama took office. Deportations reached a record high in 2012, with more than 400,000 people removed from the U.S. Demonstrators here also say they've turned to this new tactic out of frustration with Congress's impasse on immigration reform. At the center's main gate, a dozen advocates have chained their arms together in a human blockade. A perimeter of Tacoma police and security guards keep a watchful eye.
We are not illegal!
This day was chosen strategically. Mondays are when the feds typically load detainees on buses to the airport for flights back to their home countries. Milton Cornejo of El Salvador is part of the human chain. He says he's willing to risk arrest and even more.
Soy indocumentado también.
I'm also undocumented, he says. But Cornejo says he's willing to face deportation himself so that other mothers and fathers someday won't have to.
Tenía miedo antes.
I was afraid before, he says. I didn't want to risk my security and freedom. But now I feel it's time to help. I have a lot to lose, but it doesn't matter because this fight has to end.
La lucha es hasta el final.
We are the people too! A little bit louder, three!
Tacoma's detention center is the largest facility of its kind on the West Coast. It holds enough beds for nearly 1,600 people who've been detained for immigration violations. The facility's staff declined to comment for this story. As another van moves toward a gate, half of the human chain runs off to block it. But before they arrive, a woman throws herself into the vehicle's path. She believes her husband is inside. He was scheduled for deportation today, back to Mexico. Tacoma police swiftly arrest her, the only arrest of the day. They charge Michelle Manrique, then release her back into the crowd.
Okay, they said so the bus is already gone. My husband's gone.
Manrique says her husband, Miguel, has been in detention since September. An ICE spokesman in Seattle confirms Miguel was a priority for deportation because he's already crossed the border illegally 5 times. In his defense, Manrique says her husband's life is here.
I saw you here throw yourself right in front of the bus.
That's my husband. I love him. Without my heart, he's all we got. I'm sorry.
Wiping her eyes, her next move is to call the detention center to confirm if her husband is really gone. Then she'll figure out some way to break the news to their 2 children. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.